Morgans AM, your pre-market briefing.
Weaker than expected US economic data saw fears of rapid US interest rate hikes fade further and saw utilities and other bond proxies lift the benchmark equity indices to record highs. Dow gained 85 points, a 0.4% to notch its third consecutive record closing high, and the broader S&P 500 up 0.5%, setting both fresh record intraday and closing highs. NASDAQ outperformed again with a 0.7% rise. It was an indifferent start to the US second quarter corporate earnings season. All of JP Morgan, Citigroup and Wells Fargo closed lower despite delivering better than expected second quarter profits. It was the disappointment, some disappointment around the accompanying outlook commentary that weighed on those names. Bank of America, Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley are among the heavyweight financial names due to report results this week. Tail of the tape for the week saw the NASDAQ outperform with a 2.6% weekly gain, Dow gain just over 1%, S&P up 1.4%. On the US economic data front, retail sales unexpectedly fell 0.2% in June. That was against consensus expectations for a 0.1% increase. But it was probably the inflation data that was the main talking point. CPI remained unchanged in June against expectations for a 0.2% rise. That left annual inflation at just 1.6%, so well shy of the Fed's 2% target. Europe's main markets little changed on Friday in muted trading, albeit their bourses did record their strongest week since May. DAX slipped 0.1%, CAC unchanged. London's FTSE down about 0.5%. Pound sterling scaled 10-month highs against the US dollar, despite the ongoing political uncertainty around the unfolding Brexit negotiations. Base metals were stronger. Nickel was the standout performer, up over 4%. Copper was up 0.6%, around 268.5 a pound. Spot iron ore eased 17 cents on Friday to be around 65.74 a metric tonne, but it did have a very strong week, gaining 4.7% for the week. Weaker US dollar, indeed the US dollar index fell to its lowest level since September 2016, helped lift gold futures $10 to $1,227.50 on Friday. Also saw the yellow metals snap a five-week losing streak with a 1.5% advance. Oil prices also rallied for a fifth consecutive session on Friday after a volatile trading day to cap a strong week for crude markets. WTI up 46 cents or 1% to $46.54 a barrel. That's a gain of over 5% last week. US 10-year Treasury yields down 2 basis points to 2.33%, did trade below 2.3%, indeed their lowest level since June 30 earlier in the session. Fed fund futures markets are now just pricing in a 48% chance of a further US interest rate hike this year. That's down from about 54% a little over a week ago. Volatility index was also a talking point given that it closed at its lowest level since December 1993 on Friday, down 3.9% at 9.51. That measure has only closed lower on two other occasions, both in December 1993. Aussie dollar also a talking point, rallying above 78 cents, recording its largest weekly gain, up 2.9% since March 2016. Local units buying about 78.24 US cents this morning. Last Friday night's close of 78.28 was the highest settlement since May 20, 2015, and the session high of 78.34 US cents was a mere one pip below the high of 78.35 US cents struck in 2016.
It's only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.